268.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
O ye who believe, spend of the good things that you have earned, and of what we produce for you from the earth. And seek not what is bad, that you may spend out of it, when you would not take it yourselves, except that you connive at it. And know that Allah is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. Footnote 337. The verse implies that believers should spend in the cause of God what is good and pure, for even a lawfully earned property might include things that are bad. Old and used things may be given to the poor, but worn-out articles of use alone should not be singled out for that purpose.
Verse 269.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
Satan threatens you with poverty and enjoins upon you what is foul, whereas Allah promises you forgiveness from Himself and bounty, and Allah is bountiful, all-knowing. Footnote 338. Faqara means he bored a hole into a pearl. Faqura means he became poor and needy, and faqira means he had a complaint of his vertebrae. Thus, faqr means poverty, want or need which breaks the back of the poor man, care or anxiety or disquietude of mind. Lane. Footnote 339. The verse removes the satanic misgiving that spending liberally in the cause of God may render one poor. On the contrary, it emphatically declares that if wealthy people do not spend freely in good causes, the result would be national faqr, i.e. the country would suffer economically and decline morally, because if the economic needs of the less fortunate members of the community are not adequately met, they are tempted to resort to fahsha, foul and immoral means, to earn their livelihood.
Verse 270.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
He grants wisdom to whom He pleases, and whoever is granted wisdom has indeed been granted abundant good. And none would take heed except those endowed with understanding. Footnote 340. The verse means that the injunction regarding spending wealth in charity, which is the secret of national progress and prosperity, is based on wisdom.
Verse 271.
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن نَّفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُم مِّن نَّذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ.
And whatsoever you spend, or whatsoever you vow, Allah surely knows it. And for the wrongdoers, there shall be no helpers. Footnote 341. There is a tradition to the effect that the Holy Prophet did not approve of making conditional vows for the performance of non-obligatory acts of goodness. But if a man does so, fulfillment of the vow becomes obligatory.
Verse 272.
إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ
If you give alms openly, it is well and good. But if you hide them and give them to the poor, it is better for you. And He will remit from you many of your evil deeds. And Allah is aware of what you do. Footnote 342. Islam has most wisely recommended both forms of giving alms, open and secret. By giving alms openly, a man sets a good example to others, which they may imitate. Secret almsgiving in some cases is better, because then one refrains from exposing the poverty of his less fortunate brethren, and there is also little occasion for feeling proud in giving secretly. Footnote 343. The particle min either may have been used for the sake of emphasis or in the sense of many or some.
Verse 273. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ
It is not thy responsibility to make them follow the right path. But Allah guides whomsoever He pleases. And whatever of wealth you spend, the benefit of it will be for yourselves. For you spend not but to seek the favour of Allah. And whatever of wealth you spend, it shall be paid back to you in full, and you shall not be wronged. Footnote 344. The use of the word khair, which also means anything and everything good, lane, enlarges the scope of charity and does not confine it to the spending of money alone. The word includes the doing of good in any shape or form. Footnote 345. These words constitute a great testimonial to the inherent goodness of the companions of the Holy Prophet. It signifies that they needed no commandment to spend their wealth in Allah's way. They were already doing it out of an instinctive desire to win His pleasure.
Alms
are for the poor who are detained in the way of Allah and are unable to move about in the land. The ignorant man imagines them to be free from want because of their abstaining from begging. Thou shalt know them by their appearance. They do not beg of men with importunity, and whatever of wealth you spend, surely Allah has perfect knowledge thereof. Footnote 346. Circumstances sometimes compel people to remain confined to a place where they are unable to earn their living. Such persons particularly deserve help from the better-off members of the community. Two kinds of people particularly fall under this category. A. Those who voluntarily remain attached to a man of God, never quitting his company in order to benefit spiritually from it. B. Those who, being confined to hostile environments, are deprived of necessities of life. Footnote 347. Sima means a distinguishing sign or mark, or general appearance serving as such. Akrab. Footnote 348. The verse incidentally praises those self-respecting persons who abstain from begging and implies the impropriety of begging, as the words ta'affuf, abstaining from an improper or unlawful thing, and ilhaf, with importunity, indicate. The Holy Prophet has condemned begging. Footnote 348a. Khair means wealth, abundant wealth. Wealth honestly earned. Mufradat. Footnote 349. There are two categories of charity. Obligatory, zakat, and supererogatory, sadaqah. Zakat is collected by the state from every Muslim possessing a certain amount of money or property and is spent by the state on the poor, the needy, and on orphans, widows, and wayfarers, etc. The recipients, not knowing the real source of charity, are beholden to no individual. Zakat is a state check and not charity. Sadaqah is voluntary and is given to individuals out of a desire to help them. It engenders feelings of sympathy among the well-to-do towards their poor brethren, and feelings of gratefulness among the poor for their benefactors. It also serves to distinguish sincere believers from the insincere.